Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially off of a big win in the wild card round against the Miami Dolphins, and we are so excited to be here with you guys. It was an Arctic blast here in Kansas City, and it still is, hence why we're all like bundled up and ridiculous right now because it's so cold here in Kansas City, but we survived, we thrived, and we beat those frozen fish. And the Miami Dolphins packing. So proud of our team. That was a really fun game. Really fun win. There's so much to discuss. And Patrick Mahomes officially has to play in his first road playoff game in the divisional round. So lots to discuss here. But I'm your host, Lexi.
I'm Chrissy. Sorry for the technical difficulties I'm having, everybody.
And I'm Jody. What's up, y'all? So let's kind of get into it. Coldest game in history at Arrowhead.
Oh my
Just gosh. Happened. Just happened. We barely survived. There were a few cases of people who had caught hypothermia or they had frostbite, which I guess that just tells you about Chiefs Kingdom. We are
I feel dedicated. Like the Chiefs should be paying their medical bills for that.
At least we didn't have to go
shovel someone.
At least we didn't have to shovel our own snow out of our own seats.
Yeah.
So, I will take that. But yeah, let's kind of get into it. Game at Arrowhead, 7 p.m. Saturday. I was really glad it was a Saturday game because that gave me time to unthaw on Sunday, even though I'm still freezing, hence the blanket. But yeah, what are y'all thoughts about the game?
Honestly, our defense played phenomenal. I know there was that one busted play that gave Tyreek his touchdown, which probably maybe hopefully brought some closure for him. But honestly, I loved how our offense was moving down the field. We still have some work to do in the red zone, but our offense has kind of figured out their identity, I feel like. They understand they need to be running the ball. They need to be taking what's given to them. And we do need to start airing out some balls during the game so that they can take some pressure off of our short middle of the field game. So obviously there's things to clean up still. I don't think we're ever going to have a game where we say, you know what, we played a perfect game and whatnot. But I loved the energy the guys had on the field. They just came in with an attitude and it showed in their play. You could tell which team attacked the cold and which team was attacked by the cold. Like, it's just, I know, I've been holding that one in since Saturday, but honestly, like, our team just went out there and they just attacked the game. They took it by the hands they just went out and they attacked the game, and it just felt like, you know, the other team, the Dolphins, they just kind of went out and they looked just, it's like their whole attitude was just like taken over by the cold. And I feel like that's a whole mentality thing. Like, it's cold. It was cold for Kansas Cityans too, right? Like, we're not used to negative 30 degree wind chills and whatnot. But I really felt like our guys didn't let the cold affect them mentally. I think there was I was listening to 610 Sports Radio last week, and they were talking to some Miami sports radio guy. And he said that, yeah, the cold is all everyone's talking about over there. In fact, their coach, Mike McDaniels, gave an 8-minute answer to a question about the weather before the game. When Andy Reid was asked about it, he's like, that's football. He gave like an 8-second answer.
Andy Reid is so quick. He's like,
it's cold. Like, we get it. It's football. We're going to play. So I think that it was really all about the mental for that game. And I think our team went out there with the focus and the competitive edge, and they were the better team and they showed it. So.
Yeah. And I do think it makes a difference. You know, like, people want to say like, oh, weather doesn't play a difference, but I think it really does, especially when Miami is leaving. And I was looking at I'm like the weather tracker, right? So I was looking at their weather. When they left, it was feels like 85.
Oh, it must feel so nice right now.
When they arrived here, it was feels like -5 or whatever. I'm like, that's an insane drop of temperature.
It is, yeah.
And you can practice in air conditioning all you want, but it's at the end of the day, when you get here and you get in this frigid cold, which I don't think hardly any of us have experienced that level of cold. Like, it's been cold, but this was like historic cold here in Kansas City.
Yeah, and like, we've had an Arctic blast before, but not with a foot of snow on the ground. So it's like,
So that,
that makes it worse. Yeah.
So I just think, I think it did play to our advantage probably, but I also think, you know, there's some Miami fans like, oh, we would have beat you if it was in Miami. And I'm like, you know what? We played you in Germany where it was neutral weather and you still beat us. So
exactly.
You can kind of say whatever you want about that. But I do think it maybe gave us a little bit of the upper hand. But overall, I think the Chiefs just looked way more prepared than Miami from the very get-go. And you can kind of tell once the game started, I was like, the Chiefs are probably going to win this. But
yeah.
But it was a great game. It was a great game. Miami fought. They fought as hard as they could. It was a weird game, kind of. I don't know. But it was just really cold. And Jody and I were there, and we were probably both freezing. I wore, like, every single layer under the sun that I could wear. I even brought ski goggles. I attempted to put them on, but, like, they kind of fogged up. I even had this like defogger thing, and even that, like, it froze.
Had to take like a scraper to your goggles because the fog was freezing out.
Not great, but, but yeah, basically everything was covered except my eyes. And then even leaving the stadium, like, my eyes just burned because the wind was so cold. Oh, yeah. I've never, like, it was just so cold. But all the layers and everything, it was pretty doable. Like, once you get everything on and you have the right things on that you need to wear. So I feel like Chiefs Kingdom showed out, and I'm really proud of all the fans that did go and did that and put up with the cold. And it was a bigger turnout, I think, than I thought, maybe. I don't know.
It looked packed on TV. So I was sitting in my mom's basement with a space heater and blankets on me.
Yeah.
But I will say, it looked packed. Like, when they showed the stadium, I was just like, dang, like, y'all are better people than me, because I got offered tickets to go to that game from a good friend, CJ, and I was just like, I'm going to watch with my mom.
Yeah.
But seriously, everyone who went out to that game, Jody, Lexi, everyone else in Chiefs Kingdom, props to you guys. Like, well done.
It was a part of history, too, because like we said, it was like the third or fourth coldest game ever in NFL history, dating back to like the 60s.
Yeah.
Coldest game ever in Arrowhead. So,
yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't that bad. I mean, there were definitely times where I was like cold. I don't think my whole body was cold. It was really just like my limbs, my fingers, and a little bit of my toes, but not really. If anything, I ended up being just really, really hot at a point of time, and I felt myself getting to a point to where I was starting to get dehydrated. So some of my friends who were with me, they were like, drink water, drink this. So I was like, of course. But
yeah,
we ended up, because the tickets dropped big time, we ended up getting suite seats. So I was just like, I'd rather go sit in a suite for this game than sit at my regular seat. So, I mean, we waited till literally probably 45 minutes to kick off, and then I sold my actual ticket, which was nice because I didn't think I would be able to sell it that late. And then we just went and got those seats. So like I said, I ended up getting to a point to where I got really hot, and I was like, I want to take all of my clothes off of my body right now. But I know that I can't do that because I will probably get pneumonia. But anyway,
probably, yeah.
Back to the game. I will say some of the things that I took away from the game. You could tell they really just kind of set the tone in the very beginning of the game. It felt like the very first drive was just exactly who we've been kind of waiting on this Chief offense to be this whole entire year. They only stuck with Isaiah Pacheco, Rashi Rice, and Travis Kelce. And you could see that when they did that, they dominated and they came out and they score like almost immediately. So the offense was definitely like more in sync. They were rolling. I will say MVS still feels like – it feels like he had a lot of snaps this game, but – I'm not upset about it, just because I felt like this is maybe the first time the offense just really looked good the whole entire game, and I didn't really have a ton of complaints about it. Where I would like to see Mecole Hardman and Richie James get more snaps, yes. I feel like they're still just trying to figure out, like, what they look like in this system, but if they're going to continue to focus on the main three people and even adding CEH in there, who was pretty good, until the last, minute of the game.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that was a pity fumble.
I'm like, that doesn't even count. That doesn't even count. We can't get through one game without a fumble. Like, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
At this point anymore. But, I mean, other than that, I was very I was very happy with what I see. And I see someone in the comments, they put Mecole Hardman needs to get glasses. So it's really funny that you say that. Me and one of my friends, we were looking up something over the weekend and we were looking at how it's really hard to play an Arrowhead at night. The lights are really, really bright. And so someone has done like some research to see like how many drop balls from the Chiefs and whoever the defending team is, how many times they drop the ball at night at Arrowhead because the lights are so darn bright. And we're like one of the highest ranking stadiums for that. So that was something I didn't realize until over the weekend, but I was like, God bless, because yes, Mecole, he did have a big drop. And when you look at other games, like, that are night games.
I would say Mecole, something about Mecole that bothered me.
The lights are bright at Arrowhead at night.
Seriously. Yeah, but this isn't even a drop issue with Mecole. I felt there was an effort issue. When I was watching it on TV, he gave up on routes multiple times. And I'm not even talking about the pass interference one that didn't get called. But there were multiple times where he gave up on the route or he didn't extend his arms or things like that. Like, I need, if he's going to be getting those snaps, earn those snaps. Like, there are guys out there, even Sky Moore, like, he wants those snaps. Tony, I'm sure, would want those snaps. MVS would want those balls thrown his way. If you're going to get the balls thrown your way, I want to see 100% effort the entire time. I don't want to feel like you're giving up.
MVS gives up on routes too.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to, if you're going to get that ball thrown your way, you better show 100% effort. I don't want to see you give it up on routes. I don't want to see you not extending your arms. I don't want to see any of that.
It was only like a split second that they were out of sync too. It was like, if he would have just been like a step further, MVS probably would have had both of those catches he should have had, you know? So
yeah. MVS or Mecole?
Or Mecole.
Mecole.
Okay. Yeah. Mecole would have had those two catches he should have had. So I think that's a little bit frustrating.
But I also think that these dudes are losing the ball in the air. Like, I don't think they're fully paying attention.
Mecole definitely lost the first one in the air.
It's like, what's going on? Like, you don't see, you lost the ball. And so, of course, you're now trying to recoup from what you did, and it's not gonna work. It's not gonna happen. But I
also think, like, a little bit with Mecole, like, I don't know. I feel like he is a really good player. He has that high speed. He can get there when you want. And I feel like I was having a hard time judging her offense because of the cold weather. I feel like it there was just a few things that were a little bit off, and I was gonna, like, I went into the game being like, okay, I'm not gonna be like super, super critical. Over this certain thing because it is this cold, and I'm in it and I can feel it and I can understand, like, why you would maybe mess up. So I was like maybe a little bit less critical of drops and missed catches and things like that this game than I would be other games just because of the weather.
I think I was too. But then you see dudes like Rashee Rice who went 8 for 130.
I know.
So it's like
his hands just, holy cow.
It's like if the rookie could come out and do it, there's no reason why a veteran can't come out here and do the same exact thing. And so, I mean, I think we were proved a lot of things this weekend. I think we were shown this weekend, and I think we already kind of knew it, but Rashee is the number one wide receiver on this team. And I think that he could be wide receiver one next year on this team if we just had a few more weapons around him that were better than the weapons that are all around him right now him elevate to be that number one receiver. I think we've seen that Isaiah Pacheco is still just really freaking good. It doesn't matter what the weather is. It doesn't matter how many dudes jump on top of him. It doesn't matter if the O-line collapses and if the pocket's not there so he can get out. Isaiah Pacheco is just really good. And CEH is a really good addition to Pop. He really helps him elevate his game because he's able to come in and just kind of alleviate a lot of that stress too. So I took away a lot of positive things from this week, despite the weather being god-awful.
Oh, there was so many positives. I think for a bad weather game, like, I could find
that. I wasn't,
too. So
I wasn't expecting to have so many positives coming off a game in that weather, like, for sure.
Yeah, which, and I think that's good because it feels like, well, and I think we talked about this a little bit before we got into the playoffs too, right? Like, don't forget who the Chiefs are when they get to the playoffs. Like, this team is who they are. They kick it into a whole nother gear when it's time for the playoffs. Like, Patrick Mahomes is not your regular dude. You're not going to get regular Pat. You're going to get playoff Pat. So it was really nice to see kind of all of them kick it into that next high gear of, all right, like, we're here. It's time to chase a ring. And It feels like you've had that mentality all year, but you really seen it this
year. Yeah, well, I know Rashi Rice was asked about, you know, if the playoffs, you know, if they feel faster and more intense. And he's like, well, yeah, but he said practice was faster and more intense this week. So he said, so that prepared me for the game already. And he's like, so by the time I got to the game, I was already used to that speed. So I love hearing that, especially from a rookie who had a lights out game, Chiefs record, right, for a rookie in a playoff game. So I just love hearing that from a brand new guy, rookie, who had such a great game, that our practice really took it up a notch and he felt ready because of our practices this past week. I think that's great. So
he was saying like it wasn't just a walkthrough, it was like a
game day.
And I think, you know, Rashi, he was asked a few weeks ago, like when he was about to break that rookie record for the Chiefs, he was like, no, I have bigger things on my mind, like a Super Bowl. And so I
love it.
How is that going in? Like, that's what we expect. That's our goal. And anything short is kind of a failure. So, I love that he knows that. But I feel like our offense, again, like I said, like I didn't know fully what to expect in this weather. I thought it would be heavy running, but we came out passing. We came out just looking kind of like the Chiefs would. And I loved that. And I think
I did too.
I mean, Patrick knows how to play in cold weather. This isn't his first rodeo. So even though, you know, there's a lot of, and that's going to be the biggest difference between going through the divisional round and then the AFC and NFC championship game. We still have a lot of teams that solely play in domes that are in these division rounds right now. And when it's time for them to travel to, you know, one of these colder cities, whether it's Baltimore or Kansas City or wherever it is, that's going to be really hard for them because our weather is not getting – our weather right now is better than the weather in Baltimore right now, which is crazy. Buffalo – and that's not what I meant. I meant Baltimore's weather is better than Kansas City's weather right now. Buffalo's weather, they're getting snow, but it's still colder in Kansas City right now.
I know.
So that's like one great advantage for us. So if we do have to go to Buffalo this week and then we have to go to – Baltimore the week following, we're going to be able to adapt and adjust to whatever is happening there because we were able to go out and prove that we're not a team that just has to play Marty ball and run the ball the whole entire darn game to be effective and efficient and get first down. So
I don't know if you guys heard that thing I sent just a little bit ago, but
you know what?
Buffalo, I sent it to our King and Queens group text just a little bit ago, but apparently Buffalo is expected to get another 2 feet of snow this week, and they're going to really struggle to practice.
I feel like that's ML football, no offense, but I feel like that's them just creating drama to get clear. I don't believe that for a second.
But even if they did,
I actually saw the weather because I was looking into it, and I think like there actually is some weather coming into Buffalo. But can they get to their practice?
Here's my thing.
They'll figure out a
way. Buffalo, New York. You're 5 minutes from Canada. Like, y'all are right there next to Maine. Y'all are used to all of this snow. It's not like 2 feet of snow in Buffalo is not like 2 feet of snow in Kansas City. We are ill prepared here, even though we should not be. We should be better about
this. They should be more prepared than we are.
The streets should be better. They should be cleaner.
They should touch the neighborhood streets. Just saying.
There's lots of things that should be better here because we should be prepared. But I have no sympathy for the people of Buffalo where it snows there all the time, where it's always cold. Like, y'all have an indoor practice facility. You know how we know? Because y'all got a little Super Bowl trophy hanging in it, which is dumb. If you guys forgot about that, but it's like there's no reason
they have a fake trophy hanging in
there. That's embarrassing. Now I gotta go find that and tweet that out this week.
Yeah, we gotta.
I forgot about it until just now.
I did too.
But for me, there's no excuse to why they can't get around. Like, and if that's what they want to use as an excuse to why they feel like they're going to be unprepared going into this week because y'all got 2 feet of snow and you don't know how to get around in it, I'm sure all of those players have SUVs and trucks. And if you remember last year when there was the playoff game, they carpooled, people came to get people. So I don't want to hear anything for Buffalo. Y'all are used to snow. y'all are used to cold weather, just like we are used to snow and cold weather.
That's all I'm wondering is if it just like deters, like if they just can't drive to the practice.
Go buy a snowmobile. They've got the money.
I'm not like saying like, oh, I'm not like sympathizing with them. I'm just saying like,
I didn't say you were sympathizing with them. I'm just saying I don't have sympathy. Like, if they get 2 feet of snow, I expect those grown adults to figure out a way to practice. How to figure it out. Because if it was us,
I would think
that the city of Kansas City, if we were to get 2 feet of snow right now, I'm telling you right now, none of our three subdivisions would be plowed out. But all
mine's
of the
still not plowed. Arrowhead,
exactly, still not plowed out. Okay, but all of the roads to Arrowhead would absolutely be clear. They would absolutely be clear.
All that's the priority. The priority is the roads. For matter. Yeah.
Mayor Q will cancel school all week long, but make sure the roads are plowed.
Make sure the roads are
plowed. We need the buses for the Chiefs players. Sorry. Yeah. We got to carpool them to work.
So good job for Buffalo. They better figure it out because we're definitely going to. And we're supposed to get snow this week, too.
I want to add that, like, I'm so sick of the excuses for Buffalo.
No, same.
The woe is me.
Yeah, the woe is me. Like,
yes, thank you.
First, we have the coin toss a few years ago that, God forbid, they don't get the freaking coin toss to go in their way. And Chiefs get the ball and go win, right? So you know what I hope? Is I hope we go to overtime this year. And the Bills
They can lose it overtime.
I hope the Bills win the coin toss. They go score. But because of their rule change, we also get the ball.
I don't need that.
And get the conversion.
Chrissy's like, I don't need that drama.
I don't need that drama. I don't need that stress.
We got to finish talking about Dolphins before we get into Bills. Because I know. We have a lot
there's so much Bills, to say. But can I just finish my point really quick? Because they just had
Hold it. I want you to talk about the Chiefs defense and how good they were against the
Lexi's
Dolphins.
Like, dang it.
I'm
I need you to write it down so you don't forget it. Tell me how good the Chiefs. Tell me how good the Chiefs' defense
was.
So
good.
Before we pivot.
So good, guys. They led 7 points, and that was early on in the game. And they gave up nothing after that.
And
nothing.
Duffy was not happy.
No.
He was his play. He said that's the only thing that, in his mind, kept it from being a donut on the board. And I love that mentality. Boy, howdy, do I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will say this too, though. I said that touchdown was on Trent McDuffie and not Snead, right? Because I wanted to make sure Snead kept his record of having no touchdown scored.
Yes.
I was like, you know what? We can go ahead and sacrifice Trent McDuffie for Tyreek Hill's touchdown. That's really okay. I'm like, that's fine. The defense was so good.
They're fun to watch.
I don't know what. And we already knew, like, the defense is good. They're so just – they've been elite all season, so there's really not a ton of things. DG, you got to hold it in for a second because we all agree with you, but you got to
– I don't want to watch that. No.
Jody, weren't you a Cowboys fan? No, I worked for them for 6 seasons, and Jerry Jones paid my bills. But anyway.
She loves the Chiefs.
Duh. But anyway, if you go back and you look at this Chiefs defense, they have been on it like crazy. And I don't really – I mean, I even felt like the run stop defense was better this week. And
they were better.
There's still opportunities that they need to be better at. But, I mean, if we're at the point now to where we're nicking and picking about the things that the defense are doing just to find something negative to talk about, then, hey – I'll take it because I fully expected this high-powered Dolphins offense to come out here and to be able to put up at least 20 points like they've been maybe doing all season long, and they weren't able to do that. And they kept Tyreek Hill shut down as well. Tyreek Hill only has 62 yards on 5 targets. So, I mean, hey, I'll take that. And Raheem Mostert only had 33 yards. And Tua rushed for 25. So, I mean, you can't ask for more than that from
a chain team. Had like 9 yards, right? Like, he did nothing.
Yeah.
He had six carries and nine yards.
Yeah. So
that was crazy.
And we were all concerned about him coming in and running down our throats, him and Mostert, and nothing.
Sam, I'm
nothing.
Very proud of our run defense for stopping them this game. And, I just think, our defense overall, we're the only team in the NFL not to give up over 30 points. actually 27 if we're
yeah being 27 right. Yeah, we haven't and given 27 up. Was only one game.
Yeah, that was
so the it was 20 like one for everybody.
That was with a weird game. Yeah, we don't speak of that.
Now
game.
We see what the Green Bay Packers can do, and we'll get into that later. But like,
yeah.
So it kind of makes sense, but I don't think we were prepared for that at all when we played them. So that's just kind of how that goes. But I do want to say I'm really proud of our defense. Like I think we have a chance to go to the Super Bowl because of them. And if our offense, our offense plays like they did the other day in this weather, and then they just get better than that for these next few games, like I think we win. I don't see our defense letting up at all.
I mean, and
they have too many chips on their shoulder.
Everybody's saying it in the comments, and I think we've been talking about it all year. Spags, I don't know what he's eating for breakfast. I don't know what in his protein shake, but he has been dialing up something crazy all season long. And it's like, you know how we always say, Andy Reid always pulls out his special playbook in the offseason. Well, I mean, in the postseason.
Yeah.
So does Spags. Spags, he kind of – I just – some of the guys, and there's so many guys on Twitter who talk great Chiefs sports, and they break down film and all of that. And I was just watching, like, and I know a lot of people know who Caleb is on Twitter. He just posted so many different clips of, like, things that – Spags dialed up just for this game specifically, and about how like he had the safeties going from and the corners going from, and I was just like, there's no way that you would just, I don't know, it's just he's really good, he's a genius.
And I feel like the thing Chris Jones has been hinting to all season is that Spags' wife finally moved here, and I feel like, you know, wife makes all the difference, right?
Hey, happy wife, happy life.
Happy freaking life. Happy freaking.
You don't gotta stay up late, FaceTime. She probably mad. She could get
there's
dinner.
Something else we could say. I won't because it's inappropriate. But you know.
Oh, Lexi, I'm disappointed.
I don't think I realized that his wife didn't live here.
So, yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't know that either.
Definitely
he's been here a while. I'm surprised it took this long.
I know.
And I feel like she's always here. So I just assume she lived here.
I guess she did.
Maybe their kids were still in school or something and they I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. Now I got to look it up. I have like a notepad of things over here now that I have to look up when this is over.
This is Spagnuolo.
Right. So who are you guys as players of this game?
Mine is Rashee Rice. I'm sure that's a shock to everybody. Man, Rashee, you are such a blessing to this wide receiver core. And the way Patrick Mahomes talked about Rashee after the game, guys, like he's a rookie, our rookie wide receiver, when our wide receiver core has struggled all season long. And we are all asking for more Rashee. Finally, we get more Rashee, and look what he has done, guys. 130 yards and what should have been 2 touchdowns? Stupid Juwan Taylor. Don't even get me started.
Wait, can we talk about that real quick?
I was going to talk about that when we got to the next game because I have things to say about Juwan Taylor.
Well, oh, God. I yelled so many times about him.
This one specifically, if you rewatch, I rewatched the clip. The Miami defender pushed himself
to
Juwan Taylor, which then pushed Juwan Taylor onto their defender, which made it look like a block in the back, but really it wasn't.
Yeah, he did. And my mom said the same thing, and I still just went off because I'm so sick and tired of Juwan Taylor ruining plays. Like, I'm just like, I'm just like, had it been Creed or Trey Smith, I probably wouldn't have been mad. Well, more mad because, gosh dang it, I love Rashee Rice. But, oh my God, Juwan Taylor, just nonstop.
If he wouldn't be at 21 penalties already on the year.
I think he's at 24.
I thought it was 21.
Or I just added penalties because I'm so mad at him.
Players.
I think you added some. I think he's 21. But if he was, I mean, we've only played 19 games, right? And he's at 21.
Stupid.
That's a little ridiculous. So even though, yes, like that's really unfortunate that the defender pushed himself into him and that's how we ended up getting that penalty, it's still overly frustrating because it took away a touchdown from Rashee Rice. And he should have two. Yeah. He should have three. Should have had 2 touchdowns in this game, but you know, it is what it is.
He was just unbelievable. And the way he caught that ball, man, it's like there were magnets in the ball and magnets in his gloves. Like, boy, he just.
Him and Pat have a good chemistry all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for it.
Them Texas boys. Them Texas boys, man.
Oh, Lexi, who's your player of the game?
Rashee Rice is fantastic. My player of the game is. Isaiah Pacheco, because woo! That man had 24 carries for 89 yards and a touchdown, where he took a direct snap and faked a trick and then ran it in himself. And I just love seeing those plays dialed up for Pacheco.
Because he gets a direct snap once a week, it feels like, here lately. Every single time it's been really good. And I'm like, okay, I don't hate that. At this point, I fully expect to see a direct snap to Isaiah Pacheco every week.
And I'm not mad about that at all.
Not mad at all.
He's just so fun to watch. And there's a few plays during the game I was rewatching it, and where he just like gives everything he can to every single snap. And he's one of my freaking favorite players. I don't want to say of all time, but maybe of all time. I don't know. He is just so much fun to watch.
I just love his energy.
His energy, his heart and soul. Play where Patrick Mahomes was running, and Isaiah Pacheco gets out in front of him and kind of lures the linebacker with him so that the linebacker doesn't go towards Mahomes when Mahomes is running. So that was a really smart play. There was another play where I think it was Rashi Rice that was running, and he gets behind him and all of our O-line is pushing him through. And then Pacheco gets in there and he's just like fighting, pushing till the last second to get him like way past that first down.
And he and Clyde have both had moments like that where they get in this like pile and our O-line and them, like their legs don't stop moving and our O-line is just pushing them it's awesome. I love seeing that.
I hate that CEH had that big game and it came back to a flag.
Did it what?
There was a penalty on his big game.
Oh, I know.
And I was like, really? Really? Really?
Yeah.
What's the penalty this time? What's the penalty for this time? What is it? What's the penalty? Because it's always a freaking penalty.
It was soft is what it was.
It was very soft. That's what it was. My player of the game is Lejarius Sneed because he should be an all pro.
And 100%.
It's ridiculous. So I know that is a player, fan vote, whatever. Y'all suck because Lejarius Sneed has been a lockdown freaking corner the whole entire season. And if you don't think he's going to turn it up in the offseason, maybe you should go back and look at the clip of what he did to Tyreek Hill. Because he said that he locked him down straight to Cancun. So if you have any questions about Lejarius Sneed, he is very much like that. Since week 15, he's only been targeted 23 times. He's only allowed 10 receptions for 87 yards since week 15.
That's crazy.
He has 4 forced incompletions, and he has a 54.1 passer rating. So when he's targeted. So he is a monster. He is just
the way he got in Tyreek's head too.
You
can tell that he is, and not only. Okay, so what I love most is the fact that not only when the All-Pro list came out, and all of Chiefs Kingdom went off because why the heck is he not on this freaking list? So many defensive players came out too. Charles Amenihu, Pretty Boy.
I love Justin Reed.
Tranquil.
Other Pretty Boy.
But so many players came out of the woodwork and they were just like, what? Sneed not an All-Pro? Okay.
Yeah. So I don't understand. Is the player voted one? Like, he wasn't voted there either. Like, what the heck is going on?
People don't watch football.
Golly.
Or they're just incredibly jealous of the work that he's been putting in this season.
Yeah.
So, totally fine. Not our problem. But don't be a freaking hater. And
I also don't want to see that taken from him, you know?
Like, I also don't think he's taking it personally, and this entire defense, secondary, like, I think they are all taking it personally because
they are.
I know that you're watching our games. You just had to pay $5 to watch us on Peacock. You're watching our games.
23 million people.
We have the most ratings in games. Y'all are seeing what this defense, what this secondary, what Trent McDuffie and Lejarius Sneed are doing. Y'all are seeing it, and y'all didn't vote for him, so y'all are haters. Just like Harrison Bucker should also be on the list, but we're not even going to have that conversation. So those are my thoughts.
Sneed and Bucker, biggest snubs.
So Lejarius Sneed is definitely my player of the game. You know what? He might be my player of the game next week, and I didn't even see what he did yet.
He might be our player of the year overall, like, honestly.
Literally.
But Also want to say, yep, too, with Harrison Butker, it is a crying shame that Jake Elliott from the Eagles made the throw over Harrison Butker. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's...
It's just that those two make me so mad because those two should have been in there. And it's not even a bias thing. Like, they actually should have been in there.
They 100% should have.
So
100%.
Anyway, I digress. But
it's okay. Let's go ahead and get into the chaos of the divisional weekend, Chiefs versus Bills. I want to take a quick second. Oh,
wait. Can I say one thing real quick? Just quick shout out. Quick shout out to our O-line, zero sacks.
I'm going to just knock on wood just to, for next week.
No, they allowed zero sacks against the Dolphins.
I know. It's me. I'm the knocker of wood. All right. Look, that could be taken in a lot of ways.
Let me pull my banner back up. Divisional weekend, Chiefs versus Bills. Do you notice, Chrissy, Lexi always says, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, I always do because I always have one more thought.
She does it every single week.
My children also do that. So.
So
it's adorable, Lexi.
I just want to start off by saying the NFL is getting exactly what they want. The NFL is getting exactly what they want with the Chiefs, and they are having their way. If you look at the Chiefs' last four games, they have been all games that the NFL want. Week 17 was the Bengals. Week 18 was the Chargers. Last week was the Dolphins. This week are the Bills. So it's like, NFL, like, bless. We're giving you everything you want. We know you guys want the money, and we're going to give you the ratings. Hence, this has been the Chiefs' last four games. Like, we are burnt out and tired of playing the same four teams that aren't even in our division. It feels like they're in our division. So, Lexi, if you remember your thoughts about Jawan Taylor, please kick off divisional weekend.
My thoughts, well.
What you were going to say.
But. I think on that one penalty we had last week. Well, no, he had two. I think my one thing with Jawan Taylor that's really frustrating is maybe this is something we should have looked into, but has there been one game where we haven't had a false start without him?
No. I don't want to talk about it.
Like, there's been one game without that, which is quite frustrating.
Yeah.
If we can just have one game without that.
It's not going to happen this week.
That would be incredible. But now that we're going to an opposing team, I don't know that that's going to happen, especially at a place like Buffalo where it's going to be loud. And it is Patrick Mahomes' first game away in the playoffs, like you said. And it's I'm excited for it. I'm really excited. I think if our O-line, specifically Jawan Taylor, can just get that one aspect of his game together, we will be so good. Because I don't really think we had any penalties. Did we have any penalties on the offense aside from that? Like, we had the Trey Smith one.
Wasn't there? No, that wasn't this week. There wasn't
playoffs. Like,
the penalties were better. We'll say that.
The penalties were better
when they were on the O-line.
So if Jawan Taylor can just get his crap together for this game.
But see, like, he's not. That's what's making me angry. So I was listening to 610 earlier, and I almost threw my phone. I almost threw my phone out of anger because they were talking about Jawan Taylor. I know you probably were listening too, Chrissy. I know we usually listen every day.
Yep,
and
we
do. Carrington, if y'all listen to 610, our good friend Carrington over there, he was going on a whole tangent about Jawan Taylor and how he has 21 penalties so far this season. I read something that said that, like, if he could get an award, he would be the Jordan of penalties for offside, which is ridiculous. But the thing is what he's saying was, which, and I fully agree when he said it, I was like, I totally agree. Don't hold your breath for this week. We're going into Buffalo, like Lexi just said. They are going to I expect every person in that stadium to lose their voice. 100%. It is going to be the most hostile environment we have probably seen all season long. Like, they beat us in the regular season. Okay. Josh Allen is 3-1 against Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. Great, but he's 0-2 against Patrick Mahomes in the playoff. So I know that this game, not only is it going to be cold, I'm sure their fans are going to be trifling and they're going to throw snowballs at us like they did last week.
I swear if I see that.
They did it last week.
Bills Mafia, have some class with that. Like, seriously, you could hurt somebody and it's just classless. So,
like,
stop
that. That is awful. Like, awful.
And if I saw Chiefs fan do the same thing, I would be ticked off. So, like, seriously, well,
we
have some class.
Team accountable. That's the difference.
We have a lot of comments tonight too, and it's
I fully expect them to be here. Please make sure you like, follow, and subscribe as well. but I fully expect Juwan Taylor to probably get at least one penalty.
He always does. So why wouldn't he?
But so, I break the streak now.
Here are the things that I expect. Right, one penalty on Juwan Taylor, either one fumble or interception.
Ugh.
A one drop. These are the three things that I fully expect every single day. But that doesn't mean we'll lose the game. Like, we've been having these things happen consistently, and we've still been winning games. So at this point, I've accepted it. If y'all accept it, it'll be just fine. Like, we'll be just fine. We'll
get there.
One false start. Exactly. These are all the things that we know are going to happen in the game this week. And we're still going to come away with the win.
If you're ready for that, then that's, I mean.
If you're mentally prepared, then it's okay. And I mean, I think they're saying right now, like, the temperature's supposed to be like -2. I'm like, oh, well, that's definitely summertime.
That's balmy. Yeah, that's balmy.
We're ready.
What we just
give me some sunblock. Let's go.
Yeah, like, I think the shades out and everything.
My favorite thing about the weather this last week is that we're ready for any weather we have to go into.
Literally.
I walked outside today and it was 8 degrees and the sun was out. And I was like, oh, that feels really nice outside today. And then I looked and I'm like, it's 8 degrees. This is so dumb. Like,
oh my
what
God.
Is this?
And after like 5 days of not.
It's just been so awful, y'all. If you're not in Kansas City, it has been awful here. I was watching my car be cleaned off at 6 a.m. this morning, and it was -21 wind chill. Like, what are we doing in Kansas City right now?
Yeah. I wanted to go for a walk today because it was so nice. And then I was like, this is dumb. It's 8 degrees. I don't want to be here. It's cold.
My Dallas friends.
I was in Florida last week. Take me
my
back.
My Dallas friends were complaining about how it's 50 degrees and they're so cold. And I'm like, please. Please shut up.
Can we say tomorrow? Tomorrow's supposed to be 33, and I feel like it's going to be like summer.
Yeah, that's
one of my Bill's acquaintances on Twitter, Julie, you guys might know Julie. She's great.
I like Julie, yeah.
She's awesome. But she was like, hey, are there any Chiefs fans traveling? And I was like, you know, I've heard quite a bit of talk. It might be nice to go somewhere where it's warm.
Yeah, exactly. I will say, though, I looked up tickets immediately on Sunday, and tickets jumped. I think the
of course they did.
The lowest ticket was like $460, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna go. I don't want to be in the cold for $460. So let's get into it. What do you expect to see from the offense this week? What are the keys to winning on offense this week, going against Buffalo? Which, Lexi, do you want to quickly start off by talking about all the players that we will actually have active for this game? Who were not active for week 13 or 14 or whatever that was.
You and I tweeted that out this week.
Yeah, I posted the inactives yesterday from week 13.
We did not have Isaiah Pacheco. Most importantly, we did not have Isaiah Pacheco, Drew Tranquil, and Donovan Smith.
Correct.
And I don't know if
Nick Bolton, that was Nick Bolton's first game back, and he was very limited.
Right. So
very limited.
Unlimited, no Drew Tranquil, which is our best two linebackers.
Correct.
Willie Gay, but like those two are really the best ones. Mm-hmm. Willie Gay's energy is really up there, though. And then Isaiah Pacheco, obviously. What?
Huge difference maker.
Tyler Solaire had himself a freaking game. So if he can do that again, plus Isaiah Pacheco. And then Wanya Morris really had himself his welcome to the NFL moment where Von Miller really got the best of him. And I don't even know if Von Miller is going to be playing for the Bills.
I mean, has he been playing? I know he didn't play like.
He hasn't done anything.
Did he play last week? No. He had to have played, right?
No.
Like, they pay him a lot of money. He had to have played.
But yeah.
I didn't hear his name, and I watched the whole entire game.
But Donovan Smith, Isaiah Pacheco, and Drew Tranquil being back, and basically our entire team.
And a fully healthy Nick Bolton. I mean, he still has a cast on, but I mean, he's back.
For the most part, our whole entire team is healthy. And you can tell them sitting week one, God bless. Them sitting week 18 was like, you could see the refreshment on their face. Like, they looked better. They felt better. Yeah. And it was -32 wind chill or 28 wind chill. I'm being dramatic. -28 wind chill. And they still looked really good and refreshed while they were out on that field. So, having all of them back going into this week into Buffalo is going to be not only great for us, but I think that kind of kicks this offense into a higher gear. So what are some of the things you kind of expect to see from this team? And expect the three things that I said that are going to happen, because they're going to happen.
Yeah, here's the thing. Between the Chiefs and the Bills offenses, both have been very prone to turnovers, right? Like, yeah. I think they're two of the top teams in the NFL, and that's not a good thing with the number of turnovers that they commit every single game. So really, this game is going to be about who turns the ball over the least. We've been having better games with turnovers with the Chiefs. We still don't, like you said, escape a game without a turnover, it seems like. It's so annoying. But our turnovers have improved. Now, I do know Josh Allen had a better game with his turnovers against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but let's be honest, Pittsburgh did not show up to play either.
No, they did not.
And they didn't have TJ Watt and whatnot.
No, that's like no Chris Jones. Come on now.
Pittsburgh played like a team that knew they were going to lose.
Which is crazy because they were very close to tying the game. And I was like, all they got to do is tie the game and get to overtime, and then Buffalo will lose. Like, they were so close to tying the game up.
They really could have tied it up, but they
could have. And then they went down 14, and I was like, well, there's that.
But honestly, I think we've got to make sure that our offense stays balanced. We can't stop running the ball in the third quarter, fourth quarter. Like, we got to make sure we are keeping that going. And we really need to utilize – Rashee Rice, and I want to get Travis Kelce, Noah Gray more involved in the middle of the field.
Only see them for like, they're probably both going to get collectively like 7 targets.
That's fine. I just really want to see Travis Kelce have his moment, and he tends to do that against the Bills. I'm expecting. Yeah, it's true. So. I do want to say we do have someone who keeps commenting about Von Miller and how he's going to have a legacy game.
I didn't even know he played football still.
Yeah, we haven't seen anything. So if he has something, congratulations, you woke up.
He's a terrible
human being, apparently. So I don't think we should be wishing any goodness for him right now. I think that kind of shows a little bit about character. We probably shouldn't be wishing good things for somebody who does bad things to women. So just saying. Don't get me started today, ladies and gentlemen. All right,
I already got to watch on a Josh Allen tangent today.
I know. I'm so proud of you, actually. But honestly, our defense, I have no concerns about our defense against Buffalo's offense. We do have to make sure that we keep. I see that comment too, and it's ridiculous. So
can I just say Travis Kelce also had 71 yards last week, so let's not say he's fallen off because 71.
Yeah,
no. Now I will say this, Travis Kelce has had a down season.
He's also missed 2 games and he has had some drops, but
I mean, and he's an old man.
He's 34, like, calm down. What do you guys expect?
I just want to speak to specifically Saturday. It was negative 30 degrees. It's okay that he dropped it, in my opinion, because he still made up for it.
He's not going to work on that in practice like crazy this week because he had drops? Like, give me a break.
The world that I'm worried about is Travis Kelce. I'm not about to sit here and defend the best tight end in the whole entire world.
Yeah, we're building him up. Anthony, he's the greatest tight end in NFL history, and you can fight me with that, all right? Bring it on, Anthony. Mr. Denver fan. Jiminy Christmas. Anyway. Denver,
God bless. When's the last time I played football? Oh my God.
But I will say, I'm not worried about Buffalo's offense against our defense. However, we do have to make sure that we limit Josh Allen's crazy runs that he likes to do, because he does not care about his body. He will run and put his whole body in danger. Yeah. For a play. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but we also have to watch his fake slides and things like that that he does. So
let's go ahead and talk about his roughing the passer. So Josh Allen has 8 roughing the passers this year to Patrick Mahomes is 1.
2.
I was like shocked when he got a roughing the passer call, Patrick, because he never gets them, despite the contrary.
He got 2 in the playoffs and that's it.
Oh, right. And then, okay, so Josh Allen has 8 for this season alone. Yeah.
Anthony's like, oh, crap, I woke up the beast.
Tom has 2 total. Yeah. Josh has 8.
I'm passionate. Sorry, Anthony, I'm passionate.
For this season alone, right? And so I will say, I think that's the one thing,
Lindsay.
I will say that's the one thing I think about our defense as well. Our defense, not only are they very good, they're very educated. And they know how not to.
I love Lindsay's comment. Sorry. I love Lindsay's comment. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
I just want to say amazing comment. I just want to say how much everybody was going in on Eminem in Detroit.
Oh, I know. It's hilarious.
That was hilarious. Like, I was off Twitter for a little bit.
Oh, my God. Why do they keep showing the camera on Eminem? Chiefs Kingdom is the best, and I love know. It.
Yeah, it was funny.
Everything. But I think our defense is a lot smarter than that. This isn't our first time playing the Bills. This isn't our first time playing Josh Allen. We know the antics that their wide receivers do. I mean, we know the antics that their offense pulls. We know that Josh Allen is going to always ask for a flag. We know that he's always going to throw a tantrum. He does it with every team. So this is not new. These are things that we fully expect. So I expect our defense to be able to capitalize when he turns the ball over. Because he's going to
turn something. I want to say something real quick. I mean, you can finish your comment. I didn't realize.
No, I was just saying, sorry. I know that our defense is going to allow a lot of pressure this week. If you have not watched the Chiefs defense over the last several weeks, they have turned it up and kicked it up into a notch that I haven't seen before. They
have allowed nothing
but pressure, QB pressures, fumbles, sacks, all of this. So to assume that that's not going to happen this week going to Buffalo.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. Sorry.
We can, and it's okay.
Sorry.
What I fully expect, I expect this defense to be able to capitalize on it. There's no reason. One thing that Buffalo did really good this week was they took. Did they? I'm thinking about the Steelers. Sorry. The Steelers took really good advantage of the clock, and they had the time of possession, and they kept the Bills off of the field. It's just the Bills score fast, right? So I fully expect our defense. They know how to play high-powered offense. They've played Miami twice this year. They've played the Bengals this year. These are things that don't faze me at all about this defense. I expect them to have times where they are getting three and outs and getting off the field and getting the ball back in Patrick's hand. But
yeah,
it would be nice to see them finally get like a pick six. Your dog is hilarious. It would be nice to see them actually get a pick six. Like, the picks are great. The fumbles are fantastic. The pressures are amazing. But can we actually get a pick six?
And they're asking in the comments. So the referee announced for our game is Sean Hockley.
It is not Sheffers.
No.
Hockley.
Hockley? Sean Hockley?
Yeah.
Hockley.
Yeah. So that's who our referee is. Which bodes well for the Chiefs as opposed to the Bills, but I don't really want to jinx any of that. So for me, it is what it is.
Well, I expect us to always get penalties because we do. I think that's the one thing that our team has kind of realized and they've learned how to adapt to. Not saying that that's a great thing, but our offense and our defense, they both cause penalties. And it's just a matter of how are you able to execute on top of the penalties that you're getting, whether you're putting us in a second and 20 or you gave up a huge third down. So, you know, being able to adjust when they need to, I think that they'll be able to do that. And now, again, I just fully believe that because we're in the playoffs now, they're playing at a different level of urgency right now. It just is different. I mean, a lot of teams don't understand what that feels like because they haven't been back-to-back in the playoffs or back-to-back in the Super Bowl. So I know that this defense is not going to disappoint. And I really feel like the offense isn't either. And Patrick is going to do everything to put this team on his back because that's what he does. And you kind of seen it this week, even though he didn't even necessarily have to. But you kind of seen Patrick kind of putting the team on his back against the Dolphins when he didn't need to.
Did you guys catch when Isaiah Pacheco ran in for his touchdown and Patrick actually assisted at the end and pushing him in?
Yeah, I did. And I was like, yes, hell yeah. Out of the way, Patrick. Or just like, how do you break your helmet? How do you shatter your helmet?
It got so cold.
And then he got angry because he had to come out of the game.
And then he had to put on a cold helmet. He had to put on like a fresh helmet, cold helmet.
Which I fully understand. I mean, like, he has a very good point. Like, we got to come up with another system for the helmets, guys. Because why is my helmet frozen and I got to go back out immediately? So he has a fair point there. Like, you don't expect him to crack his helmet on the field.
Yeah, I do question how helmet to helmet wasn't called on that, but especially when you see the giant hole in Patrick's helmet. But I digress.
Like the hole. I was like, okay. I love it.
Complaining about that call that he got to go off with, like the clock stopped, and I'm like, he. If you look at him, he didn't.
Patrick didn't want to get off the field.
He didn't want to come off the field.
So I am glad that
I mean, that's a safety thing. Like, why would you be mad about that? That's a safety thing.
Yeah, and guys, it was so cold. Honestly, like that's why that happened. It wasn't that the hit was so crazy hard. It's that. It was so cold, yeah. Negative 30 wind chills. Like that plastic just shattered. Like I've never seen it before. It was crazy.
It was negative temperatures. It was negative temperatures from the day before, all through the game, until still today, 2 days later.
Yeah.
So it's like we're really in a frozen tundra. It's down just here.
Yeah. Well, and here's
I would honestly expect the NFL to do that for any player that had that happen, because that is a thing.
I would too. Yeah, I don't
talk about that because that's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not gonna ever argue with a dumb fan who thinks it's stupid that Patrick came off the field to get another helmet because his helmet cracked. So if a dumb fan thinks that that's a problem, then that's their problem, because I'm not gonna ever argue that. I don't care who the player is. The player could be Myles Garrett. The player could be whoever. Like, that is a safety hazard. And if you can't get through your brain that that is what that is, then maybe you should not
watch. Dolphins O-line guy, and I would have been like, great, protect him. Like,
maybe you shouldn't watch football because you're very naive.
Yeah.
So, back to the offense. Oh, Chris, you were about to say something. What's up?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, guys, like, we all know that Chiefs Bills games are electric, right? We know we're going into Orchard Park, and the fans are – I consider Bills Mafia, I don't consider them like the same as Chiefs Kingdom, but I know their fans definitely bring the passion, and they definitely are going to make it a crazy hostile environment, right? We know we're going into that, and anyone who thinks the Chiefs aren't ready for that is naive, right?
I
like, we
that
get
the
it.
The loudest it got there over the weekend was like 98.4 or something.
Like, my dog barks louder than that. So,
in their stadium, they have like a sound thing. And you can see when this temperature, when it raises, and it got up to like 98 points. And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
That's cute. I will say, we know Bills Mafia. Like, we know they represent the Buffalo Bills really well. Like, we get that. I have a lot of respect for a majority of Bills Mafia. I know every fan base has bad eggs, including our own. However, I know that it's going to be a crazy environment. And I know these two teams have seen each other a lot in the last 4 years. You know, this game, this season has been very up and down for both of our teams, Buffalo and Kansas City. They both have turnover problems. But I also look at Buffalo right now, and guys, they're missing some – they had some injuries occur in their game this past weekend. And Patrick will learn to take advantage of that, especially if their linebackers can't play or if they – can't play up to their actual level. Like, guys, it's going to be – Patrick will take advantage of that. And so will Pacheco. So I do think we need to make sure – what?
I wish you the best of luck.
I want to list the players they have that are day-to-day right now, which is
– I love that phrase. That sounds like a Chiefs play.
I don't think I care until Thursday.
Well, we're here on Tuesday, but right now it's Taron Johnson, Taron Johnson, who's all pro for them, who's huge. Terrell Bernard.
He'll play, though.
He carted off?
He was carted off, and he's listed day-to-day, but I don't know.
I don't know how you could be carted off and be listed day-to-day.
Nobody misses games against the Chiefs. If they're going to go, they will go out there and play 20% of the snaps before they miss
the game.
It's nobody misses playing the reigning Super Bowl
champion. I won't name them, but yeah.
Jody.
Tell me a game where you've seen a player who Max Crosby did not practice a single day and played.
And he was listed as doubtful, and he said, screw you, I'm playing.
He was listed as out hours before the game and played.
Yeah.
Nobody misses playing us. So, I mean.
It's true.
None of that means anything to me. I fully expect everybody on that team and on that roster to play against the Chiefs on Sunday, because this is the game that leads you to the AFC championship game. I'm gonna tell you this, if my ankle was broke, if you could tape it up and shoot my ankle up with something that's gonna numb it, I'm gonna be out there. I'm not missing playing in this game.
Yeah.
And I fully expect Chiefs players to do the same way. They're not gonna miss a game. Like, they're not gonna miss a game. Like, Travis Kelce literally had back spasms against Jacksonville hours before the game last year and played. So I don't expect anybody to miss, especially going against the Bills this week. It's going to be.
I would say the biggest challenge for our defense is going against Cook, or Cooks, whatever his name is. I don't know which, if it's S or without S. I don't know. But he can run and he can catch. You know, he can be utilized much like we wanted Clyde to be utilized like a few seasons ago, right? Like he's a good pass catcher and he's a good runner. Like, why are we not? So that's the one thing we got to make sure that we are stopping the run game again, because we don't want possessions to be limited because they're running down our throats. And we did a much better job against Miami. I thought we really bulked up the interior of our defensive line for that reason. But like you said, like, do you guys remember when we went up against Tennessee in the playoffs and nobody thought we were going to be able to stop Derrick Henry, right? And we held him to like nothing.
Yeah. Okay?
It was
we
nothing.
We hold most teams' best players to usually nothing.
Yeah. So especially in the playoffs, like we talked about at the beginning, like the Chiefs are a different beast in the playoffs. Sometimes things that may have been problematic during the regular season, sometimes those things just kind of go away in the playoffs, especially when it comes to our defense. Our defense really steps up their game in there. And I think the Bills are going to have their hands full. They haven't played this Chiefs defense. They have not played this Chiefs defense. And they struggled against our defense when we were not even at close to full strength. So yeah. I think as long as our defense keeps playing the way they've been playing, our offense should have no trouble. And I think it's a good Chiefs win.
I forgot that was the Kadarius Toney game.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk about that.
Yesterday. I was like, why did we lose that game?
I don't think Tony's played since that game, has he?
No, he has. Because that was week 13. That was week 14.
I think he's been
He played the week after that. Remember, he played the week right after the offsides thing. I can't remember who he played. But he played the week literally right after that. And then I think he went out.
Oh, because he had another thing happen then.
Everybody was like, watch, he's going to line up way offside. Not offsides, but way behind the line of scrimmage now.
That's, then he had something else that happened that game, though. And then we're like, oh, of course. And now he's got an injury, a hip injury. And we're like, oh, okay.
No, we were like, when the heck did KT get hurt?
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We were like, when the heck did he get hurt? Anyway, no, I fully agree with everything you said. The only thing I would say is I trust Andy Reid over Sean McDermott. So yeah,
he's a better coach.
It also comes down to coaching for me, too. I think Andy Reid is the best coach, and I'm taking my defensive coordinator over there, too.
100%.
So, yeah. Score predictions? I'm not giving a score.
I was pretty confident in our game going against the Dolphins. I think everyone kind of made fun of me for my score prediction. They thought it was crazy. Wasn't far off though.
Not what did far you off. Think?
It was. I thought it was gonna be like 27-10 or something like that. Like
you did say something ridiculous. No, you said like 34.
I don't think I said 34. We haven't even scored 30 points, have we? Except for that one time.
But you said 30, and that's why I looked at you like you were not psycho.
Oh, well, I am psycho, but, you know. Anyway, it would have been 34 with Rashi Rice getting his touchdown, but I'm not going to get back into that. I will say I do feel like the Chiefs are, with our defense, it makes us a really hard team to beat. And people can disrespect our defense. They cannot put respect on Snead's name and whatnot, but they're hard to beat, you guys. Like, Bills are not going to score 31 points, Anthony. They're not.
I mean, nobody scored 31.
Tell me who scored more than 27 points on the Chiefs this year.
They only scored 20 points against us in week 14.
If they
think we're going to have plus 11 from what they
and
did.
Our defense is stronger than it was in week 14.
I actually cannot wait to see that. If the Bills put up 30 points against this Chiefs defense, then
good for them.
I will go live and be like, wow, this defense crumbled and fell apart. And
yeah,
I don't
something
know
happened.
What happened? Because
I'm going
in 19 weeks. So
I'm going to go with 27-14 Chiefs. I'm going for it. That may be cocky. That may be confident. I don't care. I believe in our defense.
So our right defense now, the Bills are favorited. Like,
I don't care if they're favorited. Screw that. Oh, no, I don't care.
I think it's great. They're favorited like 3.5 right now or something.
Yeah,
if
I don't.
It was. Oh, shoot.
It's not legal to vote in my urge not to vote. That would be bad. It's not legal to gamble in my state, so I don't pay attention to anyone. Bills at home and in the playoffs can score 31. I'll see you after the game, Anthony. We're gonna have some talking. Yeah. See you on Tuesday, Anthony.
Make sure you're back Tuesday, please.
Anthony's like, oh, this Chrissy lady is psycho.
She's going to find him on Twitter as soon as
I'm gonna find you, Anthony.
Like,
just on Twitter. I'm not a stalker. I'm not actually crazy. I'm just passionate.
As soon as this ends, which will be like in 5 minutes,
double digit win. Take it, Jeffrey Potts. I'm going after the commenters today. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
To all of you who are listening, welcome. The comment section has been.
I'm just having fun. Today. Chrissy
is battling, and it is hilarious.
I've been staying off Twitter. This is my moment. You know, this is where I gotta be able to get my sassiness out. You know,
you're a busy woman, Lexi. What's your score prediction? Do you have one this week? You don't have one? Okay, my score prediction.
Oh, just me.
Jesus Christ, I can't even get a word in. I was going to say like 20-17.
Oh, I thought you shook your head as if you didn't have one. I'm sorry.
She did. All right, I don't have a score prediction. I just think we win by one. So, let's get to the sponsor. Spicy day. Get to the sponsor. Oh, whoops, wrong one. Ken Seltzer. Thank you so much, Ken Seltzer. They will be launching their new strawberry lemonade in the next 2 weeks. Production issues pushed them back a little bit, but it's all right. Made of 100% fruit, no artificial sugars. You can get it all over Kansas City. Our favorite place to get it is Border Brewery. Very clean and refreshing. And just so you know, it tastes really good mixed with other things. So if you haven't had it, if you haven't tried it, please do it. And as I'm saying this out loud right now, we were supposed to do a giveaway and that did not happen. So I will make sure that I hold us accountable to make sure we get that giveaway done this week. Because we were supposed to do one for the new year, which was 16 days ago. We haven't done it yet.
Been busy. The weather's been bad.
Facts and felt. Chrissy, get us out of here, please.
Well, do we want to talk about our announcement before we sign off?
I'll try to be there. Yeah.
You'll try to be there.
Yeah, if the weather's bad, I'm not going.
Oh, I don't even know what the weather's going to be Friday. Let's hope it's not. Anyway, big announcement, you guys. I don't remember if all of you were watching, but I've been back on December 1st, I think it was. We appeared on Fox 4 on their Red Friday show, and they loved us so much they've invited us back. So we should be on Fox 4 this Red Friday to talk Chiefs Bills, and so we're real excited about that. 9:15 a.m. ish is when we should go on air. Hope you guys will tune in, and maybe we can do something with a giveaway in response to something like we did last time, where we'll talk it over. But yeah, very exciting. Well, we love going out there and being awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool when they reach out to us and ask us to come back out there. Shout out to Fox 4. They have been amazing. Great weather. I feel like I've been paying attention to them nonstop, mainly because of the weather and the snow and the ice, and I'm terrified of driving. So shout out to them and all of the hard work they do. And yeah, Friday should be fun. Hopefully. God bless there is no bad weather, because we're supposed to get another snowstorm. So it won't go away.
We've been lifted and placed somewhere else. But Alaska? This type of weather. Maybe.
Like New York? Please get us out of here so I can eat dinner.
Yeah. Well, everybody, make sure you tune in on Friday. We'll make sure that we post all the information that we can on Friday or before Friday. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe, retweet, requote, whatever the words now are on Twitter X are, at Kingdoms Queens. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, everything. So Instagram, TikTok, I think we've got some stuff on there too. So make sure you guys are following us everywhere you can be following us. And all fun and jokes aside, this is going to be a really awesome game. Two great fan bases going at it. Two great teams with a lot of respect for each other going at it. This weekend's going to be fun. It sucks that one team has to lose this game because it's going to be. I mean, you know what I mean. Like, it's just two great teams going at it. Kind of like that 13-second game. I'm so glad we won, but it was such a great game. It was kind of a bummer that anyone had to feel bad about that game. So, looking forward to another classic. It's going to be a fun game. Everybody be safe. Let's hope there's not a bunch of snow in the seats again.
And do you know how many times we've played them since the 13-second game, and that's the only thing that they're remembered by?
Yeah. It's unfortunate for them, but it really is going to be just a great game. I expect a great battle between two great teams. So, be safe, everyone. Try to find something warm. And until next time, your queens have spoken.
See you.